Music from Jay Steez, it's called POA on UJFM Breakfast. Prior to that, gave you Black Coffee with Usher with La La La, getting us to 7 a.m., which means time to find out what's happening in news, sports, and traffic. Stand by for DJ Fresh, Younger Chief, Juju. One of my favorite jams of 2019. And also got some Cavocado on the way as well. That's on the way next. But first,
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Yes.
Okay.
Your mic is on.
Yeah. Eskom to continue cutting electricity in Soweto and Japan quarantines 3,700 on a cruise ship over coronavirus.
And in your sports headlines now, FIFA ends intervention in African football and Neymar out of PSG match squad for 2 days after birthday party. You can expect a full sports bulletin at 7:30.
Sneak peek as to what's happening on your roads this morning on the Mike 1 northbound. That heavily backed up traffic continues to cause havoc through Amonde and Parktown via the Crown Interchange. If you're traveling on the N3 northbound, look out for a stationary vehicle just before the Gelden Heights Interchange. That's causing a bit of delays as well. Out on the R554 eastbound, there's been an accident. Just avoid that before the R82 Vereeniging Road. That's already causing heavily backed up traffic in both directions. Speaking of further delays, at Hans Schoeman Street eastbound, there's been an accident at Raymer Church near Randburg. That's causing some major delays on both approaches. Catherine Street southbound this morning, also a stationary vehicle near Vieta Road East. That's causing queuing traffic through the Sandton area. And a couple of faulty traffic lights to look out for this morning, starting off at Rivonia Road and Elon Road in Morningside, at Republic and Bramfisher and Randburg, at Woodmead Drive and the M1 Highway as you off-ramp, and further down on the Woodmead Drive and Woodlands Drive as well. If there's any other traffic problems you'd like to report, you can simply tweet us at UJFM Breakfast.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Good morning for UJFM News. I am Michelle Mukale. Eskom says it will continue disconnecting electricity to Soweto residents who do not pay their bills despite yesterday's protest. Community members took to the streets protesting against power cuts in areas including Mabetla, Rockville, and White City. They refer to a long-standing document